Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be talking about the following hot topic: Christians possessed by demons? Is that possible? Well, apparently, there is an ever-growing group of pastors, teachers, who actually claim that a major portion of their ministry is to, ready, cast demons out of other Christians, including other Christian leaders and pastors. In fact, I think there's a movie coming out about that very topic, where apparently a group of these people who claim they cast demons out of other Christians, apparently they're going to be in this movie. Now, how do I know this? I seem to be a magnet for people sending me all kinds of different video links, video clips. I don't go looking for these things. I don't have the time, nor do I have the interest, okay? For those of you who know me, I am the least technologically adequate person and pastor there is. So people will send me these links. And recently, one of our men in Macedonia sent me a link and said, look what's happening in your country, the United States. And this link was of a guy who claims to be a pastor who the last 10 years, he claims, last 10 years, his ministry has been focused on casting demons out of Christians. And he went on with, you know, making a case, obviously not from scripture, making a case on how it's true that demon or Christians can be possessed by demons. And again, there was an inference to some movie that's coming out, so I don't know. But let's focus on the topic. Is it possible for Christians, true born-again believers, is it possible for Christians to be possessed by demons? What do you think? No. It's impossible. Let me show you some scripture here. If you would, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 12. And it's here in verses 43 through 45. Jesus gives an illustration of a person, a non-believer, trying to clean himself up or herself up through a moral reformation, rather than by Holy Spirit regeneration. This person thinks, you know what, through my religiosity, through my morality, I can make myself right before God. Verse 43, Jesus says, now when the unclean spirit, what's an unclean spirit? A demon. When the demon goes out of the man, so we've got a person, a man, we don't know who he is, but he's obviously a non-believer. Why? Because he had been possessed by a demon. Well, Jesus says this demon goes out of the man, and the demon passes through waterless places seeking rest. The demon is looking to land and indwell somebody else. And we see in the New Testament how demons possessed people and even animals, right? Think about Jesus sending the demons into that herd of swine. So we have a demon who leaves a man. The man was a non-believer. The demon now is looking for a place to make a dwelling. Jesus says at the end of verse 43, demon doesn't find a place. So what does he say? Verse 44, I'm going to return back to my house. My house, referring to the man that that demon at one time had occupied or lived inside of, right? The demon can't find rest anywhere to land. So he says, you know what? Let me go back and check on this guy. Let me go back to my house from which I came. And when the Redeemer returns, guess what? He finds the man or the house unoccupied. The Holy Spirit is not living in that man. Even though the man, through his moral or morality, he had swept himself up. He put himself in order, at least on the outside. That very often happens with people who are dealing with addictions, right? They start to clean themselves up. They'll go to different programs. They'll try various different things. And they start to sweep up the inside of their, quote, house, unquote, right? But here's the problem. That's a moral reformation. It's not true Holy Spirit regeneration. And again, for a while, a person struggling with an addiction may look good, feel good. And it's not going back to that old, those old things until the demon or demons return. And if they find that man, his house, unoccupied, Holy Spirit's not in there, guess what that demon's going to do? Verse 45. He's going to call the rest of his buddies. He goes and takes along with it seven other demons, more wicked than itself. And they go in and live there. Jesus tells a story about a man, an unbeliever, who had been possessed by a demon. The man decides he wants to clean up his life through his own self-efforts. Maybe it's in religion, maybe it's in various other programs, whatever it may be. And he starts to put himself in order. The demon leaves. But then the demon returns. And what's he looking for? Is the Holy Spirit inside of that guy? Why do you think the Holy Spirit's looking, or why do you think the demon's looking to see if the Holy Spirit's inside of that guy? Because the Holy Spirit or the demon cannot go in and occupy a place that's already occupied by the Holy Spirit. Do you see it? Christians, true born again believers, cannot be possessed by a demon because the Holy Spirit lives in them. Well, this demon, he leaves the guy. The guy's going through his, you know, good efforts to clean himself up, and the demon can't find another house or person he wants to dwell inside. So he returns. Let me just check it out. The Holy Spirit there, we're told by Jesus, the demon finds the place unoccupied. So what does he do? He calls his buddy, seven other demons worse than him. And they all return. And they take up residence in that poor man. And Jesus says that the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Because think about how many more demons are possessing that poor man. All his attempts at cleaning himself up, all of his good efforts in terms of moral reformation, doesn't last long. Because the only true change comes by Holy Spirit regeneration, where the Holy Spirit makes you alive in the spiritual realm, where the Holy Spirit gives you a new heart, a new mind, a new will. You're a new creation in Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. A born-again believer, guess what? His house is occupied by the third member of the Trinity. And no matter how many demons come and want to take up residence in that house, they cannot. Why? Because the house is already occupied. Do you see it? But somebody who decides he or she is going to try to clean themselves up through their own efforts. Again, it could be in religion, it could be through programs, whatever it may be. For a while, things may look good. But they're at high risk. Because if the demon returns, and he finds that person's house unoccupied, in this story Jesus tells, the demon calls the rest of his buddies. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. And again, look at the example of dealing with people struggling with addictions. Very often you see that very thing happening. I can't tell you as a pastor how many times I've had to deal with people who are struggling with alcohol or drugs. And I see them, you know, they come to me and they want to stop and, you know, they're already involved in various different programs. And all I'm focusing on is to try to present the truth about Jesus Christ to them so that God in His grace can save that person, so that the Holy Spirit in His grace can regenerate that person and take up residence in that person. Because I know that if the Holy Spirit takes up residence in that person, no other demon can ever enter into that person's house. But unfortunately, throughout my experience as a pastor, there have been people who rejected the gospel of Christ and decided instead, just like this guy in this story, they decided instead to clean themselves up on their own. And for a short while, it looked good. I'd call them, how's it going? Oh, things are good. And you can tell the difference. They're more clear thinking. Their voices are stronger. But then I call again. And again. And again. No answer. And then I reach out to their loved ones. What's going on with so-and-so? And then they tell me the very sad story of what happened to so-and-so. And 99.9% of the time, they will always say, it's even worse now than before. And all I can do is think of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 12 here, saying, yep, Jesus said that's the way it works. Moral reformation only cleans up the outside. Only Holy Spirit regeneration cleans you from the inside out. And again, when the Holy Spirit takes up residence in a person, no demon spirit is ever welcome to indwell that person. In fact, just hop over to 1 John chapter 4, look at verse 4. The Apostle John, in the power of the Spirit, says to Christians, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them. In this context, the them are false teachers. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them. How? Because greater is He who is in you. Who's that? God the Holy Spirit. Than he who is in the world. Who is that? In this context, the spirit of the Antichrist. Again, an unclean spirit, an evil spirit, which would include all the demons as well. As a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit draws you to Christ. The Holy Spirit makes you alive in Christ. The Holy Spirit seals you in Christ. The Holy Spirit indwells the people of Christ. your house is occupied, and no evil spirit can ever enter into that house again. Because greater is he who is in you, Christian, than he and all of them, those demons in the world, right? And so, when it comes to this topic, can believers be demon-possessed? What's the answer? According to Scripture, no. But can demons attempt to deceive believers? Sure. In fact, just hop over, and that's really in this context of chapter 4, John is saying that the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of truth in you, protects you from being deceived by deceiving spirits, right? In fact, just hop over now to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Do I believe in demons? Absolutely. Do I believe that demons deceive? Absolutely. Do I believe that demons attempt to deceive people in the church? Absolutely. But do I believe demons can possess true born-again believers? Absolutely not. But speaking of the church and demons, 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, in the power of the Spirit, says very clearly in verse 1, the Spirit, i.e. the Holy Spirit, explicitly says, let me ask you a question. The Holy Spirit, does he lie? May it never be. He is the Spirit of truth. So when Paul here says, by the way, he's writing to Timothy, a young pastor who was pastoring a church there in Ephesus. And Paul says to Timothy, he's trying to keep Timothy from throwing in the towel. He had a very difficult pastorate. He had false teaching elders on the board. He had the congregation turning against him. Timothy was very timid by nature. Paul wasn't there. Paul had mentored Timothy. Paul left him in that church. After Paul had kind of cleaned up some of the mess, he left Timothy behind to continue to clean up the mess. And Paul says to Timothy, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, Timothy, you better sit up right now. The Holy Spirit is guaranteeing something. What is that? That in later times, which Timothy was in 2,000 years ago, and which we are in 2,000 years later, in later times, some will fall away from the faith. Not saying that they can lose their salvation. That's impossible. Rather, in the Greek, some will fall away. What it says is some will commit apostasy. What is apostasy? Denying the faith which at one time you professed. Denying Christ, which at one time you declared as your Lord and Savior. That's apostasy. It's not saying, apostasy is not a true born-again believer denying Christ later. No, and losing his or her salvation. That's impossible. Again, true born-again believer, who lives in you? God, the Holy Spirit, right? It's not like he leaves you. You are sealed forever. Okay, who's he talking about here? These apostates. People in the church. Again, think of our context. Paul's writing to Timothy. Timothy's pastoring a church. So in that context, Paul says the Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, people will commit apostasy. They will openly deny the faith that they had once earlier professed, faith in Christ, which tells you what? They were never truly regenerated. They didn't lose their salvation. They had never truly been saved. The evidence? They commit apostasy. Example of an apostate in the New Testament? Judas. Think of Judas. He was one of the 12. In fact, he was the treasurer who took care of the money. And he stole as well. Think of Judas. He was sent out by the Lord, along with the other 11, on short-term mission trips, where they healed the sick, they cast out demons, they preached the gospel of Christ. Judas was with them. In fact, the night that our Lord was in the upper room with the 12, and our Lord said, one of you is going to betray me. None of them initially even thought that it would be Judas. Remember what they said? It was me. I said, oh, who is it? Judas had so embedded himself into that group. They never considered him. Yet, Judas clearly denied the faith that he at one time clearly professed. Had Judas actually been saved? Nope. Scripture calls him the son of perdition. He's a clear example of an apostate. At one time, he professed faith in Christ. And then he showed his true colors by denying the true Christ. The Holy Spirit says that in later times, you're going to have more and more apostates. Where? In the church. How's that going to happen, Paul? They're going to pay attention, those people in the church, to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Wait a second. Demons? In the church? Yep. Preaching doctrine of demons? Yep. What, a demon's going to stand up behind a pulpit and say, hi, I'm a demon, listen to my teaching? No. Demons will work through, verse 2, hypocritical human liars who have become tools for demons and whose consciences have been seared as with a branding iron. Do I believe demons deceive? Absolutely. In fact, I believe it so much because the Holy Spirit clearly says that that very thing will happen. Where? In the church. Through whom? Hypocritical liars who stand up on the pulpit, if they even have a pulpit, and the demons through these human teachers whose consciences have been seared as with a branding iron, meaning they're not saved. These demons will preach their deceptive doctrine of demons, and the people in the congregation will more and more commit apostasy, showing their true colors. And friends, the Holy Spirit clearly says that will happen. And just look around what is happening now. That's why the gospel needs to be preached. That's why truth needs to be declared. That's why sound doctrine needs to rule from the pulpits. So demons don't have a chance to spread their doctrine of damnation. Moral reformation? Trying to clean yourself up through your own efforts? Your house is empty. It's unoccupied by the Holy Spirit. And you're at great risk for a demon or demons to come in and take up residence. And you're certainly at great risk to being deceived from pulpits when doctrines of demons are being preached. However, if you're regenerated by God the Holy Spirit, that means then the Holy Spirit dwells in you. He is the Spirit of truth, and greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Demons have no entrance into you. Oh, they can try to deceive. But the more you are trained in sound doctrine, the easier it is for you to discern what's coming from the pulpits. And it's also easier for you to protect your loved ones so they do not start to digest doctrine of demons. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the host and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.